And I tell the story that I was very lucky to know Jimmy a little bit in the 60s, because he was in London for a little while. He actually launched out of London, really, even though he's an American guy. And he was such a nice guy, a very humble guy, fantastic guitar player. Yes, he was. Anyway, like I say, you know, probably the greatest tribute he ever paid us was that on the Friday night, we'd released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And 2 days later, on the Sunday, he learned it and he opened his show with it. And it was fantastic, you know, he did an incredible version of it. And he did a really wild solo in the middle of it. And he's using his vibrator arm. He's called a Bixby vibrator arm. And he's giving it the whole welly, you know. He's doing all that. We're loving it, but some of us in the audience knew that if you did that and went that wild on it, that would send your guitar completely out of tune. So he's standing there. This is he's just finished his first number. And so we're thinking, what's he gonna do? He's out, you know. Anyway, he starts looking in the audience. Is Eric out there, man? He's looking for Eric Clapton. And Eric was in the audience. A lot of us were out there. Eric was there, but Eric does not want to know. Jimmy spots him. He goes, hey man, will you come up here and tune this thing for me? Eric said, no, tune it yourself.